Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Today, we focus on money lessons in 2023 from a CEO, or how to be intentional with your money this year here in Singapore. I'm Michelle Martin. Welcome to Money and Me. So where should you put your money this year if investing in the stock market last year turned out to be disappointing for you? Or maybe you're shelling out more, you're looking at higher mortgages, you're worried about high inflation, slowing global growth and local growth, and of course, there's that GST hike of 8% to constantly remind you about rising prices every time you commit to a spending decision. So, in the context of prices heading north and uncertain outlook as well, how can you be more intentional and grow your wealth in 2023? And if our guests had a nice tidy sum of money, we'll tell you how much in just a while, where would he put it? We put our questions to Christopher Tan, CEO of Provident. Chris, good morning and Happy New Year.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning. Happy New Year to you too.
Great to speak with you, Chris. So what do you see as the largest financial concerns as Singaporeans are going to have front of mind for 2023?
Yeah, I think in my mind, there will be three. The first one would be, well, I think they might be concerned about losing their jobs, especially if those of them, I mean, they are working in the tech sector. I mean, we've already heard of people being retrenched. So I think that'll be the first thing in their mind. They'll be worried about whether I still have my job this year. The second thing would be, as you have mentioned, and everybody is concerned about that, higher expenses from, you know, GST increase, rising inflation rate, you know, and all that. But of course, also rising interest rate, as you mentioned, for those of us who are on mortgage, you know, and especially, you know, the lock-in period is over, you're about up to renewal, you'll be worried about, again, higher expenses. And the third thing is, for those who did not plan ahead and rebalance their investment portfolios even before 2022, I think they are concerned that they can't achieve their goals, such as funding their life events, especially if their kids are going to school this year or they are planning to retire this year. So they might be worried that their investment portfolios would not have reached the targeted goal, the amount that they have set out to achieve. So these are the three concerns, I think, for Singaporeans this year.
Okay, I guess the next question is, you know, as captain of your own ship, what do you think is the best way to navigate those higher prices, the GST tax increases, possibly higher mortgages, now that the lock-in period has come to an end, and ramping up interest rates globally?
Right. So, okay, I'll make it easy for us to remember. So I think that's the three S, right? So firstly, spend less. Secondly, save more. And thirdly, start investing. So let me start first by saying that, you know, in the short term, I mean, we always talk about inflation, right? And there is short-term and long-term inflation. Now, the thing that we need to know is we cannot beat short-term inflation because it happens so suddenly. But surely we can mitigate it, make it less worse. Now, how do we do that? Well, firstly, spend less by budgeting and cutting down on things that are unnecessary or look for cheaper alternatives. I know that, you know, mortgage rate has gone up, so it doesn't really make sense to refinance. So, you know, if your term is up and the interest, you know, has gone up, if you have cash and your loan is not too huge an amount, you might want to consider repaying off your loan if you can. Well, if you cannot, then we just have to save in other areas just to mitigate the impact of higher interest rates. But as I mentioned, interest rates have gone up, so this is also a good time to save more. Right? I mean, there are a lot of options now, so you can save more to try and mitigate the effects of inflation. And I said spend less, save more. The third thing is start investing. We can beat long-term inflation. Right? We might not be able to, you know, beat short-term because it's so sudden, but we can definitely beat long-term inflation by investing, because evidence has shown that equities is the best instrument to beat inflation in the long term. And this evidence that I'm talking about is not like the last 5, last 10. It stretches over 100 years that equities is the best instrument to beat long-term inflation. So spend less, save more, start investing if you can.
Okay, and for those people who are worried about that other S, their salary, Chris, they might lose their jobs. How do they get started investing or staying invested?
Yeah, I mean, if you have lost your job, or, well, if you're in business and your business has failed, or you've suffered a pay cut, I think your financial health is already affected. You may not have the ability to take risks. So if your short-term financial planning is not even taken care of, then I think you cannot focus on long-term investing. Unless, of course, you are very strong financially and you have income replacement very soon and you're just losing your job for a month or two, well, that's fine. Otherwise, if you think that you know, it's going to take a while before you find that next job, I think the focus right now is quickly, try as fast as possible to replace your job, replace your income. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, cut down your expenses as much as possible. Like if you expect your loss of income to be for a prolonged period, then you will need to cut big expenses such as maybe even right-sizing your house. And I've gone through that before. You know, for 1 year or 2 years, my income just dropped tremendously. And the only way to try and lower my expenses for the long term is I have to sell my house and downgrade. So right-size your house. Maybe you have to get rid of your car. You might have to send your helper home. Right, restructure your insurance portfolio to lower your premium payments. And if you are doing all those regular investment, regular saving plans, then you might have to stop it in the meantime so that you can cut down your expenses until you find the next job. But of course, if you know your loss of job, loss of income is just for the next 3 months or so, then, well, it's easy. Just change to cheaper alternatives like your groceries and all that. Find cheaper alternatives to lower immediate expenses. So these are some of the things people who are or thinking that they might lose their job. Well, they can do some of these things.
Sobering words, Chris. As we look ahead to the stock market for 2023, are there bright spots for you? What is your investment outlook?
Yeah, I think investors can expect rates to remain high. I mean, volatility in stock markets is still going to be there. And, well, in terms of bonds, well, it may possibly be a better year for bonds. And inflation numbers have only just started to come down, so central banks are quite unlikely to bring rates lower this year until they see inflation come down much further. But, well, many people think that you know the rate of increase of interest rate might not be as big as last year, so bonds will do a bit better. Well, we probably expect the Fed to end their rate hike cycle sometime this year, maybe towards the end of this year, and this will be good for fixed income, as I said. Right now, what do we do? Well, because there are so much uncertainties around the economy, how inflation affects earnings, and these things will continue to weigh on stocks. So I think we should apportion our money accordingly. Monies that we need in the immediate term, the next 3 months, 6 months, I think we should allocate it to cash or cash-like instruments such as fixed deposits, Singapore savings bonds, and something that every Singaporean is very, very interested in nowadays, the 6 months T-bills. They can put their money there for the short term. But monies that you don't need, monies that you don't need it in the long term, monies that you need to beat inflation with and to get sufficient returns, you have no choice but to take some risk, invest it into the equities market, but only take risks that from evidence will give you the returns such as, like I mentioned, equities and bonds.
So you're leaning towards a risk-off approach for this
year. Right. That's right. And apportion your money. I mean, it doesn't make sense if you just be so conservative and just put everything into cash or cash-like instrument because you still need to beat the long-term inflation. And evidence have shown that the markets will come back. So I would say apportion your money, bucket it. Your money that you meet immediately, yes, put into something safe. But please, this is a good time also to invest in the market because the expected returns are higher after the fall of markets in 2022.
Okay, now speaking of markets, Chris, here we go. If you had $100,000 to invest in this year, where would you put the money?
Well,
based on that strategy that you just shared.
Yeah, so the outlook is really uncertain. But I'd like just to quote what legendary investor Howard Marks have said. He was quoted this in Financial Times, and he said that the short run is by far the least important thing. It's folly to try to predict what will happen to interest rates or how high inflation will rise. What matters is the long run. We try to buy the stocks of companies that will become more valuable and the debt of companies, which means bonds, that will pay their debt. It's very simple. Isn't that a good idea? So that's what Howard Marks said in the interview. And I think there are a lot of wisdom in this. I mean, the Fed, they have tried to guess where inflation will go last year, and they have been wrong so many times. So I think it's just folly to try and guess, you know, and then try and adjust your investment to these guesses. Well, many years ago, we came out with a framework to decide how much of our clients' money should go into equities and bonds. I'll do the same thing. It has not changed today. So first, assess your need to take risk. The higher the need for returns, the higher the need to take risk. Second, ability to take risk. Things such as a person's financial health, these things, you know, affect a person's ability to take risk. Thirdly, willingness to take risks. This depends on many things, a person's experience with investments, relationship with money, significant life events, so on and so forth. So we try and balance these three factors to decide how much to allocate to equities and bonds. And this is really regardless of the investment outlook because, again, like what Howard Mark said, that we are not really interested in the short term. There are enough data to show that equities go up in the long run. So the key is to stay invested. And being, you know, very clear about how much equities and bonds should go into your portfolio will help you stay invested for the long term.
That's a nice overview, Chris. Now, for investors who had a disappointing 2022, what do you say to them about staying in the market?
Yeah, I think it's important to first assess the performance of your portfolio. It was a bad year generally for all asset classes last year, except for, I think, commodities and the STI. I mean, other than that, the rest of the markets have all performed pretty badly. So I think it's important to assess how your portfolio has performed against the market, not just in 2022. I think you'll think longer term, like the past 3, 5, 7 years, or if your portfolio has been running for a long time, even 10 years. Is your investment performing the way you expect it to perform? So say, for example, Michelle, the fund managers that you use is supposed to deliver return that is close to market returns. So if yours have done much, much better than the market, well, yes, you are happy, but I'm saying you may still need to investigate why it has done so much better than the market, because if the fund managers, if they deviate from their mandate, it might not be a good thing because it is not why you buy the fund for. So I think investors need to understand that, but also they need to understand that if you sell your underperforming or unsuitable investments and move into one that has a better chance of performing, that is not taking losses. Investors tend to think, I don't want to sell now, I'm losing money. But if you sell and to buy something better, you are not taking losses. You are only taking losses if you sell to cash and you keep cash, then yes, you are taking losses. So after you have done all your review and all that, I would suggest that sell those that are underperforming, not suitable, and buy those with a better chance of doing well.
That's a great approach to letting go. And Chris, overall, your financial planning advice for 2023, what are our priorities for this year?
Yeah, so we've spoken quite a bit about investing. Investing is really for the long term, but as I mentioned, if you don't take care of the short term, there is no long term for you. Right? And financial planning is really for the short term. So, well, financial planning advice for 2023, I think firstly, ensure that you have sufficient emergency fund.
And what is that for you? 12 months, 18 months? What is your gauge?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the standard reply, right, is 3 to 6 months. Standard. But, you know, in times like this, sometimes standard doesn't work. So it depends on the industry you are in. So if you think that, you know, you are in an industry, say tech, and I mean, there's a big retrenchment now going on, Amazon just, you know, announced that they're going to retrench almost 20,000 staff, right? So if you think that this is going to take a long time before you find a job, I think you might need to make sure that you have 12 months. So if you don't have it now, you might need to raise cash for immediate needs. And what do I mean by raise cash? Sell some of the things that you can sell. Now, investments, I'm not saying sell your investments, but there are other things that maybe you can sell to raise some cash for that immediate need. So make sure you have emergency fund to tide through this difficult period. Budget, and you have done that, re-budget. Now, examine your investment portfolios. Those that you have done very well, because the last 10 years the markets have done very well, right? And you can take some money off the table because you have done well for your immediate needs. Do that. And for those of us, of course, if you are financially healthy, have a stable job, save. Save cash. And if you can, invest it because the markets have come down, expected returns are higher, do that.
SSI. Spend less, save more, and invest. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
Christopher Tan, CEO of Provident, looking at money lessons for 2023 for all of us today. I'm Michelle Martin. Have a great day ahead.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.